I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy that each of you are joining me here today on the Hope Show. Today's message is the potter and the clay. Let's bow our head for an opening prayer before we get started. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everyone that is gathered here today. Thank you for the opportunity to come together to fellowship with one another, worship you, praise your holy name, and celebrate you as our Heavenly Father. We ask that you will strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your message today. Father, in these times that we are currently living in, fill us with your peace. Open our minds so that we can receive your wisdom. Open our spirits so that we know your guidance. Open our hearts so that we can receive your wonderful love. Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words that come out of my mouth be what you would have me to say. We ask these things in your precious Son's name, Jesus. And all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you all for joining me on this opening prayer today. So let's just go ahead and jump right on in and start with the message for today. Today we are going to be talking about the potter and the clay. What do you think of when you hear the words potter and clay? I think of the potter as being someone who creates pottery from the ingredient clay. Clay, as we all know, can be broken, then must be fixed again. In the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it defines a potter as a person who makes pottery such as bowls, plates, vases, etc. The biblical term for the potter is our Heavenly Father. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines clay as a stiff, sticky, earthly substance that is molded or shaped by the potter. It's molded when wet and is dried and baked to make other things such as bricks, ceramics, and much, much more. The Bible talks about the potter and the clay. In John 33:6, the Bible says, I also am formed out of clay. And in Psalm 42, there is a reference to the miry clay, which symbolizes our lives before we were saved. In Isaiah 64:8, the Bible tells us, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand." The clay represents that which is pliable and submissive, which is each of us. And the potter represents the one who has absolute authority over the clay, and that is the Heavenly Father. All of these scriptures give an analogy which describes the way that God remolds our lives in order for us to be fit vessels of honor unto Christ. Each of us, before our salvation, were considered to be broken vessels. But even after salvation, we can still become broken vessels again and again if we take our eyes off Jesus. A broken vessel is described as someone who is or feels completely destroyed, hollow, forsaken, or inadequate. This is taken from the biblical symbolism of a person being a vessel in which God fills divine wisdom and grace. Our Bible verse of the day comes from Jeremiah 18:1-6, and it reads like this. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, and he said, Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hands, Israel. Let's talk about this for a moment. God uses many images in the Bible to describe his relationship to his people. And for example, the shepherd and the sheep relationship, the husband and wife relationship, a father and his children relationship, the groom and his bride. These are just to name a few. All of these are wonderful relationships, and they teach us many things about ourselves and the Lord. We, the sheep, are protected by our shepherd. The wife is loved unconditionally by the husband. And like children, we are constantly under the Father's loving care and watch. But there are other aspects of our lives that need to be factored in, too. In John 15:5, the Bible tells us quite clearly, never let the child of God think that he can do it on his own. Friends, we are completely dependent on Jesus. We cannot do anything in our own power. We can try, but we will surely fail. It must have God's stamp of approval, and it must be in accordance with God's plan for our lives. Perhaps one of the greatest pictures of God and his children in the Bible is the picture of the potter and the clay. What is the potter's intentions? He has one single purpose. He plans to take the clay and produce a vessel. He wants to make vessels that will reap good results, that will be found useful, and that will bring honor to him. These vessels that he creates is meant to be useful to him and to other people. Friends, God takes old, worthless clay, and he transforms it by his grace into these lovely vessels of honor and glory. Do you remember a time before you were saved when you were just completely broken? Jesus saves the sinner by his grace. We receive his salvation, and then he starts the process of transforming our broken vessels into something that will produce something fruitful for his kingdom and that will bring honor and glory to him, and yet also be useful to other people in furthering the kingdom of God. God is interested in taking the worst that he can find and changing that into the best heaven has to offer. God takes beauty, takes ashes and turns it into beauty. Just as the potter does with the clay, he transforms things that are worthless or undesirable and turns them into these beautiful creations. In order for the potter to accomplish his goal, he must oftentimes work with the ingredients that leave much to be desired. The condition of the clay is very, very important. The clay taken from the ground is worthless. It must be transformed into a usable state. And friends, this takes time. It's not something that can be completed overnight. Friends, lost in our sin, in our natural fleshly condition, we are worthless to God. And yet he sees the vessel that we can become. He created each of us in his image. He knew us while we were in the womb, and even before that. He knows the hair on our head. He knows the number of our days here on earth. He knows it all. Sin came through the fall of Adam and Eve. But there is still hope. There's always hope in God. God sees us, and he wants to start the process that will bring us to a state of usefulness. Will you accept his offer of salvation so that he can do that new work in you? He digs us up out of the mire, washes us clean, dries us off, and starts our vessel over again. This paints a very clear picture of the process that a sinner must grow through before they reach salvation. The heart is nudged, and the conviction of God begins to work in the heart of the sinner. The sinner is led along in little tiny baby steps until he or she reaches the place of receiving Christ as their Savior. Then, at that point, God begins the molding process in each of us. The potter uses many instruments to start the process. But the last process is using his hands. While the clay, which represents us, spins around the potter's wheel, it is never out of contact with the potter's hands. He is in constant contact, molding, shaping, and bringing the clay along the process with his loving guidance. Without the potter's hand, that which is God, we the clay, would spin right off the wheel and all the work would be lost. Therefore, the potter stays with the clay and keeps it in his hands at all times during this process until the clay becomes what God desires us to be. Even though sometimes God can seem so far away from us and from our needs, he has promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and he will be forever with each and every one of us, his children. This is found in verses 13:5 and Matthew 28:20. As I mentioned earlier, even though we may be saved, things can still go terribly wrong in our lives. And the fault is not with the potter, but instead it is with the clay, which is us. Sometimes even with the best of care from the potter's hands, the vessel still gets out of shape. It happens in our lives sometimes. We are going along thinking that everything is going fine. We're growing in the grace of the Lord. And then long comes a temptation or a trial. And for whatever reason, we are thrown off balance and we become marred in the potter's hands. Sometimes we get so messed up that it becomes evident to God that He can no longer use us in our present state, and He must start all over again in transforming us back into something usable again. This can happen many times throughout our lifetime. No one is exempt, believers or non-believers. But it helps if we are careful to keep our eyes on Jesus first in our lives. There are many people in this world that have started out the race running well for the Lord. But along the way, they got distracted by Satan's lies. They became weak and out of balance. They never planned for it. It just happened. And maybe that's you today. But because the potter's hand is always resting on the vessel, He knows instantly when a problem comes into our lives. He senses the change in the clay and instantly starts taking every precaution, every step necessary, to correct the problem before it destroys us. Friends, don't ever think that you can hide anything from the Lord, because it's impossible. He knows all. He sees all. He is everywhere at all times. He knows our every thought and deed. He knows when we sin, or when there is some flaw in our attitude that calls for His correction in our lives. God loves each and every one of us. Just as an earthly father disciplines his children when they misbehave, so does our Heavenly Father. And we should count it a blessing when God disciplines and corrects us, because it is because He loves us so much and doesn't want to see us come to any harm. Mm-hmm. There was a time in my life that I didn't feel very blessed when God was disciplining and pruning me. It was not a pleasant time in my life. But now I understand. It's because He loves me and wants better from me and for me, just as He wants better from each of you and for each of your lives. And so now, I do consider it a blessing, and I thank Him every day for the correction that He gives me. God wants His best for each and every one of our lives. So when our vessel is getting messy and out of shape, God doesn't throw us out and start with a new piece of clay. He has a reason for not throwing out the old. He has invested too much time in saving the clay from the soil and in preparation of its usefulness. He has vested interest in what happens to that original piece of clay. Therefore, God chooses to use patience and keep working on us until we begin to resemble something that He desires for us again. Another reason the Heavenly Potter doesn't throw us away is because He has paid the ultimate price for us, His clay. Jesus died on the cross to redeem us from all of our sins. He is very invested in each of us. We are not lost causes. We matter. He loves us unconditionally, and therefore He patiently keeps working on us. We are all a continuous work in progress for our entire lives. We will never be perfect, but God says we are worth salvaging. So we are going to move along to a short break right now, and I hope that each of you will stay tuned in for the second half of today's message.
The truth. give us the answer. We'll give the honor from broken vessels to our Father.
said my God is love.
Hope Show listeners, thank you for staying tuned in with the Hope Show. If you are just tuning in, today's message is The Potter and the Clay. The podcast of today's message will be uploaded to the Shaziz Radio website later on in the day, where if you have missed the first part of today's message, you can go back later and listen to the first part as well. If you want to pass it along to a friend that you feel would benefit from today's message, you can share it with your friends also. I'm happy to be here with all of you today. What an honor. But let's get back to the message. The first half of the message was about the definition of the potter, clay, and the broken vessels. We then talked about the process that the potter, God, goes through to work on the clay, which is us, into something usable for his kingdom and for his people. We talked about how vessels can become broken, out of balance and out of shape, and what the potter does to mend these vessels. Our scripture of the day is from Jeremiah 18:1-6. Friends, God has a very special plan for each of our lives, and He works relentlessly to cause the plan and purpose to come to pass, to make that happen. What we can learn from Jeremiah 18:1-6, what can we learn from it? I'm tongue-tied today. What can we learn from Jeremiah 18:1-6? Well, most of the utensils in Jeremiah's day were made out of clay. Some vessels were made out of silver or gold, but most were made of clay. And the most common object today that is made of clay, and what we think of, is those clay flower pots. Back in those days, clay vessels were made on a device called a potter's wheel. It is a flat surface that turns in circles, allowing the potter to use his hands to form and shape a lump of clay into a beautiful piece of art known as a vessel. That same type of wheel is still used in modern day to turn out clay into beautiful creations. And just as back then, when something happened to the clay on the wheel, and it wasn't forming in the way that the potter desired, instead of throwing out the whole piece of clay, he would reuse the same piece of clay by wadding it up in his hands and patiently restarting the molding process again until the desired results for that vessel is complete. God still doesn't throw us away when we become misshapen or out of balance. And just as back in earlier biblical times, He simply starts over on the transformation of His beautiful creation until He gets the desired results. God promises to never forsake us, and He won't. God has a huge investment in each of our lives, and we can trust and believe God's promises. In John 1:8, the Bible says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." But in 1 John 1:9, the Bible also tells us that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Sometimes when we go through a season in our life, we can get the idea of why God is transforming us, but at other times, we simply have no idea why this is happening to us. Sometimes we think we are doing good, doing everything we can to serve God, but then without warning, we feel the pressure of the potter's hand remolding and remaking us. Sometimes we are tempted to get angry or question God's wisdom. How many of us have done that? If you recall in the book of Job, Job found himself in a very similar situation as this. As far as Job knew, he had been living the very best life he could for God. But suddenly, Job's life began to fall apart, and he didn't know why. He didn't understand. And Job began to question God's wisdom. And in Isaiah 45:9, the Bible warns against such things. "Woe to those who quarrel with the master. Woe to the pot that contends with the potter and questions whether or not God knows what he is doing." God is the potter and we are the clay. Because we are the clay, we oftentimes don't understand what God is doing. But God says in Isaiah 55:9, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Friends, just because we don't understand does not mean that there is not an explanation. We have to learn to trust God and His ways and know that they are much better than our ways. God has perfect timing. This means that the created doesn't always see the things in their lives that need correction. The created can't always see what lies ahead for their future. The created oftentimes doesn't understand how something bad in our lives today could turn out good for tomorrow. But God is the potter, and we are the clay. We must choose to trust in God's goodness and always to seek His will and ask Him to reveal it to us. God always knows what's best for us. God is constant and consistent in our lives. In Hebrews 12:11, the Bible says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." Friends, discipline is another word for refinement. And it's all a part of the process that God uses to remove the impurities of our lives. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible tells us, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Friends, we won't always know what God is doing in our lives or why He is doing it. The process of transformation can be painful. It can be an unpleasant one. But in the midst of all of our confusion is where God can do His greatest work in us. I want to share a quote from you today from Darlene, and I can't even pronounce the last name. I'm probably going to get it wrong. It's Shazezik or something like that. But anyway, it says, "Take me, mold me, use me, fill me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Call me, guide me, lead me, walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand." Friends, this should be our daily prayer to God. Submit yourselves to the Master of the universe. What should we learn from these scriptures? Although God allows human beings freedom to make moral choices, He demonstrates often that He is still the sovereign God. He is still in control of the universe. He does whatever He wills with His creation. We need to be frequently reminded that God is over all and can do as He pleases whether we understand His actions or not. We just have to be patient. We have to trust in Him. We have to have faith in Him. He shows us patience, kindness, compassion, love, grace, mercy, and so much, much more. Friends, woe to those who quarrel with their Maker. God has created us in just the way He wants us. It is our responsibility to take what He has given us and to use it for His glory and pleasure. Rather than live our lives with disappointment and dissatisfaction, we have to choose to thank God for everything that He has given us. We can choose to have that ultimate fulfillment in our lives. Friends, let us go ahead and bow our heads in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just as the person I quoted earlier, let this be each of our prayers every day. Take me, mold me, use me, fill me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Call me, guide me, lead me, walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Thank you, Father, for your message today. I pray that all those who needed to hear this message would have fully received it today. Thank you for these answered prayers in advance, for all that you have done for us in the past, and all that you will do for each of us in our lives in the future. in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen. Friends, I just want to say today, God bless each and every one of you. Until next time that we meet, same time, same place, next Saturday, may the Father richly bless you and yours, and put His favor on you and yours this coming week. I love you.
See. that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.